historical people and events. There are so many fraudulent UFO films and photos, it is making it hard for UFO investigators. The number of these false images has increased tremendously over the years. It is a sad thing people don't take this subject seriously. It also plays into the hands of those who want to keep this subject considered something believed only by those who are either ill-informed or just not too bright. This is one of the problems with the internet. There are those who go onto it just to fool people, whether it be fun or for some sort of criminal profit. One of the problems is if we ever truly are able to record an alien landing, it will just be considered another hoax. When we had the UFO flap in 1950, to where UFOs continuously appeared over the White House and made the headlines of all of the largest newspapers, people were concerned. It is hard to believe an event like this just disappeared into the dust of history. One would have thought this was the proof we were looking for, and yet, somehow it hasn't made any difference for most of the people on this planet today. One thing it does prove is people have short memories, and if there aren't subsequent events which occurred, then the initial event is soon forgotten. It is almost like the information about the UFO flap was never passed on from those who know about it to the next generation. What exactly does this prove? To me, it indicates other things could have happened in the past which were also forgotten, because this seems to be human nature. This would not only happen in the field of UFOs, but with any event throughout history. Let's look at some of the simpler things. On May 24, 1935, baseball was changed forever. It had been around a long time before that date, but that was the day the Cincinnati Reds and Philadelphia Phillies played under the lights for the first time. Because of this, major league stadiums today routinely play night games. This may not be a major piece of data, but it certainly affected the way one of America's favorite pastimes was played. If you were to ask about this event, most people would know nothing about it. An even more significant date occurred on July 16, 1945. I have to wonder how many people would recognize the state and know what happened. This is one of the most important days in our history, and yet I bet if you asked people in the street what was significant about this date, almost nobody would know. This is the day the United States entered the nuclear era by testing the first atomic bomb. I certainly am not saying this was a good thing or bad thing at the time, just it was a memorable thing. Sometimes things enter the collective memory while other things which many consider more important don't make it. An example of this is the Great Chicago Fire. The fire took place on October 8, 1871, and yet it was not the deadliest fire of the day. It had a colorful story which stated Mrs. O'Leary's cow started the fire, and perhaps that is why some still remember the event, but the truth is on that day the town of Peshtigo, Wisconsin also burned and is still credited as being the deadliest fire in American history. The Wisconsin town had a death toll 10 times higher than Chicago. This may have been an indication of the news media picking and choosing what to report. They could have felt since Chicago was a large city it was more newsworthy than a town. Almost everybody has heard of Stonehenge, in England. It is a circular group of large stones which was said to be a place of worship in very ancient times, but how many people have heard of what some call the American Stonehenge? I'm willing to bet not too many. There is a place in the United States known as Cahokiamans State Historic Site. It is an ancient city which exists in Collinsville, Illinois. It is a place where advanced societies developed in our own country and has been dated from 600 to 1400 AD, as with many dates given, it probably could be even older. There are only 20 World Heritage Sites in the United States, and this is one of them. It is also the largest prehistoric construction site in our country. It has a wooden structure which many say is identical to the structure at Stonehenge, which archaeologists feel may have originally been made from wood. It is believed it could have held as many as 40,000 people at one time, yet not many people know about it. Why is it our collective memory does not include places like this? Shouldn't it be important to us to know there were others in our country before us who had their own civilization which was advanced for their time? Why is it we don't seem to care very much about our past and events from those times? Events that seem significant to some of us today will probably be forgotten by many of those who live tomorrow. One of the longest-lasting royal reigns occurred in the kingdom of Silla, yet most of us have never even heard of it. It lasted from 57 BC to 935 AD. This is an incredible 878 years. Silla was located on the Caen Peninsula. Despite the lane's lengthy reign of its leaders, it is probably safe to say almost no one will know anything about it. As far as archaeology goes, it has to compete with places like Egypt, Rome, Greece and many others which most people are more interested in. One would think Silla would be an important part of world history, but has never made it. What makes us decide what events are important to us and what events are not? Maybe this is not a fair question, because if we didn't know about an event in the first place, how could we decide whether it was important or not? When something is not passed on to us, it means people who came before us were responsible for that decision, or the news media of the day didn't think the event was newsworthy and therefore it slipped right by us. Many important events and people have come and gone and never made it into popular history, while other people and events really shouldn't be there now,